Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Guys, what's the deal with stuff?
It's the Colin Gatta Show podcast. Podcast.
Oh, what a knob.
What the fuck is happening, people?
Oh, in the name of fuck.
Just some dude talking shite in a room.
Sure, what else would you be doing on a fucking Tuesday? What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the Colin Gatta Show podcast. What date is it? It's the 15th of April. Hashtag tell a lie, it's the 14th. Isn't it amazing when you look at a date and or anything? You look at a thing and you want to say a different thing, but you end up saying the thing that's on the paper. Sweet science there, Colin, at the start. Good man. Yep, let's plug some gigs, get it out of the way. Only two to plug. Tomorrow night is Lavery's Comedy Club, as usual. I know what downloaded there? I've been trying to, film a piece of fucking material for a Channel 4 taster that needs done to send away to Channel 4 Short Shorts, where they'll hopefully go, yeah, go ahead, Colin. It's not strictly stand-up. It's a different idea that includes a bit of me doing a bit of stand-up. But sometimes you just need to do it 3-4 fucking times to see, you know, if you get the good angles, you get the good material, etc., etc. So I'll be filming a set tomorrow night. It's been a while since I headlined Lavery's. I used to have to do it out of sheer panic, you know, maybe about 2 years ago when you would go, fuck, who can I get to perform in this motherfucking place? And I'd have to do it last minute. So I'm going to go on last tomorrow night. We have a pile of other lads, you know, the likes of Rory Woods, who have been going on a few mandates with recently. You know what I mean? What's up, Woodsy? Do you want to go for a fucking hippie shake? Where they blend down a fucking Kinder Bueno and a pint of ice cream? Yes, lad. And we'll sit there like two fucking 13-year-old girls. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, isn't this delicious? It's liquid bueno. What'd you get? Oreos and Twix? Oh, you dirty bastard. He's gonna be on, is what I mean by all that. We've got a few special guests doing wee open spots, and then I'm gonna go on at the end and probably do 40 to 45 minutes. Some of it new, some of it old. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. Here's the options. I do need a bed that I can extrapolate. Is that the word? Extrapolate? I'm going to Google that because I'm a fucking mong. Hold on. Extrapolate. Let's get the meaning of this. What? Okay, incorrect word, incorrect use of the word there. Basically, I'm going to film it, and if I can steal a bit out of it and use for this teaser thing that I need to do, which is kind of like, it's not quite a pilot. A pilot would be where they give you money and you take a run at making something properly. This is more like, you throw together some shit and go, this is kind of the vibe we're going for. And then if you like it, you can pay for us to do a pilot, which would be, you know, a professional version, basically. First draft, and then you have a look at it, see what you want to change. And then if you want to go ahead and commission 6 of them, please, go ahead. We'll do 6 of them. So I could do that. The whole thing will obviously be there as a, you know, if I wanted to put it all up in one chunk on the YouTube there or on, you know, whatever. If I wanted it in just as a stand-up show, maybe make it available for download from the website, maybe. And the other option would be use the stand-up and sort of make a little half a mini documentary around it. Possibly on the current shape of the NI comedy scene. You know? Basically pointing out that there isn't really one. There's a bunch of gigs. People don't regularly go to stand-up over here. It's comedy isn't really like a, you know, a mainstream form of entertainment, which it should be. You know what I mean? If you're sitting on a Wednesday going, should we go to cinema? You know, you should also be going, what's the other options? We'll go for a pint or we'll go to see some comedy. You know, there's cities in the world where there's just a list of, you know, you go here for comedy. You go here on a Monday. You go here on a Tuesday, Wednesday, blah, blah, blah. You know, Northern Ireland doesn't even have a fucking a gig at the weekend where most gigs would happen. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. I could count on fucking two hands the amount of times I've actually gigged on a Saturday night, and I tell you what, they weren't in this country. Anyway, rant over. Lavery's Comedy Club tomorrow night. I'm going to be filming the set. I'm going to be headlining. I haven't headlined in Belfast in a long time. So let's do it, guys. Let's get out there. It's £4 with the student card, £6 without. To help pay all the other lads that are on. 22nd of May, this is the next one. I know that's a while away and there's a couple more Laveries in between there. But I'll announce them at a later date. 22nd of May, I'll be playing the Ardoan Theatre in Inniskillen, which I mentioned before that they booked on the night of the fucking last one. They're like, well, Callan, this is a fucking this is my it's my Fermanagh sort of accent. Well, it could be, it's completely off. I'm going to have to, I'll Google that too. Fermanagh accent. Fermanagh accent. Well, it's an option there. It came up, so we'll see. Only Island Town, really? Oh, here's a girl doing a blog.
This is the accent mem for Tumblr. A couple of people I know have done it, so I'm just copying them, really. My name and username. Yeah, my accent's a bit of a mix between Belfast, Fermanagh, Gapoy.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Some emo having a whinge there. Right, hold on a fucking minute here. There's bound to be Inniskillen. Who's this? Rod Gilbert? Oh, come on. Couldn't have been. Inniskillen.
The plantation family who were sent to this part of Ireland in the northwest during the famous
come on now.
1600s burn system.
And it's beautifully located bang smack in between Upper and Lower Lough Erne.
Right in the centre.
Bootcut jeans, the fuck, this guy?
Skillen Dragoon Guard, he's from the Cavalry Regiment and
read about the history of this.
She might have a good one, hold on.
Well, you've over 600 years.
She's English! In the, right, in the name of it, fuck. Why is there no sweet, like, Fermanagh accents kicking about here? Fracking in Fermanagh, right, hold on. This cunt's American. And fuck knows. Right, okay. Anyway. She's like, well, hell, Colin. Fucking did a good old gig there today. And is that borderline Daniel O'Donnell? Well, no, we're just over here in Donegal. Or wherever I'm from. Just pretending we're not, you know, pretending that pretending for a second that I actually enjoy performing for these old elves while I'm just robbing their pensions. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Fuck it, it's funny. So she was like, well, Colin, we've never seen the likes of this. No, there wasn't. I don't know how many fucking people were there. If there was 100, I'd be amazed. But it was the age that she was impressed with. She's like, well, most people come here about to die, to be honest with you. So it's good that you can bring people in here who are, you know, under 30. And there was a wee American guy there who's like cousins were from Inniskillen. And he was like, dude, fucking, I can't believe I'm here. I love the Bestie McD. Obviously, like, his mates have been sending him this video. And he was like, his fucking mind was blown that he could actually talk to me, which is weird because in Northern Ireland, that's not what happens. Or in Ireland anywhere, probably. You know, if you did something in America and, you know, you were, you know, you got a bit of notoriety and for like doing comedy or something, they'd be like, oh man, you're fucking class. You're the guy, whatever. Not over here. Not over here. It's like, there's that cunt that thinks he's funny. Know what I mean? How long do I get my girlfriend to see if she wants a photo of you, you stupid cunt? That's more what it's like. Do you ever see those clips of Dave Chappelle walking on at the fucking Laugh Factory? Now, is Colin comparing himself to Dave Chappelle? Certainly not. Certainly not. But, you know, the mentality is different. Here, it's good to be doing a podcast by myself. Not that I didn't enjoy doing them with other people, but it's been a while since I've done a podcast on my own where my voice wasn't completely fucked. So here we go. Full range of swearing motion. What have I been up to recently? I've been writing for a BBC experimental show, which has been an ongoing process for about a month now. And I'll tell you how TV normally works. What happens is they go, right, let's have a meeting and then we'll book 9 more meetings and then we'll decide what the fuck we're going to do. And then you'll turn up, you know, we'll confirm that we do want things written. You'll write them. You'll spend ages writing them. You'll give them back. We'll put them through a filter of about 13 people. Then we'll tell you that we've removed all the funny bits and then we'll film some of it and then we'll use none of it. That's what happens. Whereas this thing, this time is like, yeah, write some stuff. I go in, I have a big list of sketches. I'm like, what sort of stuff do you want to use? And they're like, we'll use all your sort of mock doc stuff because that's what you've done before. You've done the Iron Fighters, you've done whatever. So all of my stuff is mock doc. Cool. Do you need these scripted? No. Whatever way you want to work it. Do you normally just do treatments? Yes, I do. I normally just do treatments. That'll do then. Can I direct my own stuff? Absolutely. Can I edit it? Sure. So that's the way it's happening this time. With regards to the full setup of the whole show, I don't know how the fuck it's going to turn out, but at least I have control of my own shit. And it's the usual lads. You know. The usual boys. Bartlett, Shea and Todd. All the lads. Oh my god. All the lads. So I've been doing that. Here's what happens. They're like, yeah, we're having our big... Right, this was last week. We're having our big meeting next Wednesday, which, you know, was last Wednesday, essentially. No one had heard anything. You're like, they were having their meeting with, like, the commissioner people. What's crack? Do we know when we're going to do shit? Okay, this is what happens. Gets to yesterday. Get an email. Hey, we're having a meeting on Wednesday with bringing everyone together to get a feel for what everyone else is doing. We're looking to start shooting this Saturday. Huh? That is unheard of in the fucking... like, I like to do things quick, but even... Did I whistle there a wee bit? I like to do things quickly. Did I whistle again? If I get something wrong with my fucking teeth? Fucking like the dog at a snatch. I like to do things quickly. No whistle there. Sweet. Oh, I'm very aware of it now. I might have to stop the podcast and have a cry. which I like to do things quickly, but even that was too quick for me. I'm like, really? Are you sure? Because we haven't really organized anything. You know what I mean? I have a lot of sketches that require filming in, you know, a few different spots, which need to be fucking organized, sharpish. You know what I'm saying? You know, fucking, there's bits where I have to shave like any facial hair off. Have we fucking put that in yet? Huh? So, anyway, be doing that and it's all gonna fucking kick off this Saturday, allegedly. So that's what we're doing, sitting, writing, trying to do a teaser for Channel 4 and write for BBC. Squeezing the odd fucking jiu-jitsu in, getting strangled, going on little mandates, with fucking Al Woodsy there. You know? It was exciting. I'll tell you what I've learned. I could never take drugs. Because the other morning I was at a Nero. And I keep doing this. It seems like every week I'm talking about this. I keep having too much coffee. And almost dying. I don't know what the crack is. It's just bad. So yeah, exciting. What else have I been up to? That the sun came out. Isn't it amazing what the sun can do for Belfast? You're like walking around, you know, I'll Kit Harington. I'll fucking Jon Snow there. He's like, oh yeah, they've got a... Do you know what? Here's the deal. Some cunt has said that to him. Do you know what I mean? He's been in a taxi and they're like, you're like, what do you think of Belfast, Jon Snow? My name's Kit. Fuck up, Jon Snow. What do you think of Belfast? And he's like, yeah, I like it. And he goes, tell you what, it's a fucking shithole. Depressing as fuck. They're fucking tourist boards a joke. That their main attractions are fucking the Europa most bombed in the world. What was the other thing you mentioned? The fucking Titanic, it sank. And now Game of Thrones, that show you're on, Jon Snow. My name's Kit. Fuck up, Jon Snow. It's depressing, isn't it? Every cunt fucking dies with that red wedding. I can barely finish my fucking ready meal. Being sick everywhere. Fuck shit. And he's went on whatever that show was, and he's like, so most of this is filmed in Belfast, right? And then Kit's like, here's a fucking zinger. He's got the same accent as the taxi driver now, after being here for a while. He's like, that's a fantastically depressing place. You know, they're most famous for the Europa and the Titanic and the Game of Thrones. And he's just repeated it, and then he's had to come back and fucking apologise. Because, do you know what? Whether he apologises or not, he'll get dog's abuse. Even though Maureen said she's seen him in the Christmas market eating a wee packet of churros. Churros, mate. Trying to get a bit of culture in the middle of Belfast. Excuse me, mate, what are the churros? Some can't pretend to be Spanish. Well, mate, Theo, it's basically a party hut filled with fucking long donuts, mate. What's the sauce, mate? It's Nutella. Microwave the fuck and then we'll just push it all over the top. You know what I'm saying? Oh, thanks. Much as that. 19 quid, you dopey English cunt. Oh, unbelievable. And the funny thing is, everyone just walks around, you know, slagging this place, even when they're from this place. Isn't this weather fucking desperate? Oh my god, the sun's out. Wouldn't it fucking... It's this heavy heat sweltering. Honestly, I haven't stopped sweating all day. Not to worry though, here comes the fucking hailstones at 4 o'clock. Unbelievable. Fucking dump. It is a dump. But you just can't take it from wee English posh boy, can you? Wee fucking 3'8". Oh, you know nothing, Jon Snow. You fucking mong. He's a good lad though. He even said himself, you know, I'm so comfortable in Belfast that I feel like I can slag it off. And you're like, well, that's all right, mate. That's all right, mate. Enjoy them fucking kneecaps, huh? Taxi driver talking about, this is a place depressing as fuck. And I'll tell you what, John. My name's Kit. John, fuck up. Snowy, can I call you Snowy? Listen, if you ever get bored in that Game of Thrones. No R, Thones. You can, you know, delight in yourself. You know, you don't want to get heavy with the Northern Irish car. I'll take you on a tour of Belfast and show you all the fucking murals and all and various hotspots where people have been fucking kneecapped. Know what I mean? Look over there, fell in a boot of a car, dead the other day. Which is true. That's mental. Just a guy. There's a few wee, like, weird murder type things happening in Belfast. There was a guy at Botanic stabbed, but everyone went, don't worry, it was one of them foreigners, so therefore who gives a shit. And then there's some other fella in the boot of a car. What the fuck, like, unbelievable. I don't know what the crack behind that was. There wasn't much. I don't know if they know anything yet. But then they're looking for a couple, like a man and a woman. You're like, Jesus Christ, what sort of fucking... You can only speculate, can't you? You can only fucking speculate. Tell you what, Jon Snow, anymore, you're a fucking lip, you'll be in the boot too, you know what I'm saying? Stop. Kent. Rise up, mate. Anyway. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, so the sun comes out. Which just all of a sudden makes you a little bit more optimistic. You know, with these possible TV projects coming up. One of them is definitely happening. And the other one is very, very possible. It's like... Just, I don't know, it's got that fucking bit of a vibe. You're like, do you know what? Could you be fucked even being here anymore? And then I was talking to girlfriend Maureen. She's fucking had enough of her job. And you're like, just, do you know what? Just let's fucking carry it. Go for a few months. Sack your job. You know, do some of the, have some of the fucking ideas that we've had in the past. Work on them for a month or two. Enjoy Christmas. Because she's big, her family are big into Christmas. Down at their house, and she didn't really get... It's not just, you know, let's enjoy the turkey. It's like a fucking party central over the holiday period. And I was like, just enjoy that. Settle in the new year, and then we'll just fuck off somewhere. Huh? Plan ahead, get us. Typical woman. What do we do when we get back? Fuck. Listen, I only just fucking came up with the idea. You know what I mean? I just come up with it and you're already like, but what are we gonna do when we come back? Fuck it. Do some comedy. You know what I'm saying? But that stage will be 7 TV shows deep. I'm joking, I won't. They'll be like, mate, if only you were a bit younger and good looking. It's funny because tonight I'm doing a gig. I'm doing a corporate gig. Oh, Geddes, you're a sellout. Well... You do comedy in front of people for money, and you know, this is the same thing in a different room. And it was funny, I was talking to the girl from the PR company that was like, it's not for a PR company, but the PR company that the company was working with, and she's like, oh, it's good to see there's a load of people on the scene and all, some of those new guys, like that wee boy Shane Todd. I was with Shane yesterday. I was like, yeah, that woman thinks you're about fucking 18. And he laughed. And I was like, little does she know you're 38, mate. Sure, you know yourself. That's it. Went another fucking... I've been going on a lot of just man dates. This is what I've been out with Rory Woods. And then I met up Rory Woods and Kieran Bartlett, who's Mickey's cousin. And we sat at Botanic just staring at assholes because the sun was out. You're just like, yep. Sweet arsehole. Sweet arsehole. Sweet. Look at this chode in a vest. That was mainly it. People with tops off immediately. I saw a guy and a girl the other day. And the guy had his top off. And he shouldn't have. You know, like, if he was walking down the street, he's wearing flip-flops and, like, board shorts. And fucking his top was off and he had a pair of sunglasses on. Fine, but she was walking along, she's wearing like a dress, and they're walking really quick, like they're about to miss a fucking bus or something, and he's just like, you know, he's wearing shit where he shouldn't have his top off. He's wearing like just dark jeans and like, you know, that period of time men started wearing like girls fucking plimsolls that they'd wear to GB, those sort of things. But he just had no top, and he wasn't even holding it. He was just like, had no top on, and was just walking along. And you're like, mate, you're not... You look like you've taken your top off for a fight. You know what I'm saying? You don't look like you're fucking enjoying this. You look like you just went, I couldn't find a t-shirt, so fuck it. I was wearing these jeans and these sweet plimsolls that I'm going to wear to step aerobics. Unbelievable. Thinking of just disappearing. We talked about all sorts of shit. Doing that Route 66 thing. I'd love that. There's just loads of places in America I'd like to go. Probably because I've seen so many documentaries made in America. What's that Billy Connolly thing where he goes through Route 66? Amazing. Oh. Eat myself into a fucking stupor. There was talk of all sorts of places. Brazil. Where else was there? Jamaica. The whole Asia type setup. Cambodia. You know? All that shit. Go to fucking Japan. Are you Fedor Emelianenko? No, just another bald, fat, white guy. Thanks, tiny Japanese man. Is it the Japanese that are tiny? I know there are people get the impression that all Asians are small as fuck, and then there's one of them, maybe Koreans or something, they're massive. Big old fucking heads on them. All them King, apart from King Jong fucking high heels there. So what else have we been doing? I tell you what, I'm fucking done with drinking these days. We went down, when it was sunny there, it was like Friday night. Went down to girlfriend Maureen's house and we're like, let's have some beer. And this is the third time I think I've drank since that 3-week batch of being ill as fuck, which I haven't shut up about. And I just haven't enjoyed it, guys, which is terrible news for a guy like me, who is almost famed for my ability to ingest beer. Three times, I haven't enjoyed it. Had some beers, woke up the next day, was like, my fucking head is ringing. I don't know what it is. Maybe I have to be drinking as part of some sort of a celebration type thing. Otherwise, I feel like I can't enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Just haven't enjoyed it. And what happened was, because we're down to her house, they built their house. So the first bit of the house was just a 2-story block, and then they built the other bit of the house for years. But the initial block of house, which was then just kind of is like an extension from the other house they kind of built to it, even though that was the original bit that they lived in, is now, they just refer to it as the bar. It's not a functioning bar. It just has a sort of tall, almost like a bar, Colin. Well done. And then you can just chill in there. There's a fridge and you can drink. And they were like, oh, we need to paint this bar for a family do thing. So I got up. This is what happened. I drank beer. I woke up with a fucking stinking headache because I was drinking Harp. So there you go, fucking Jon Snow. Add that to your list of fucking piles of shit that you wouldn't touch. Ask yourself, what's in the glass? Fucking drain cleaner by the fucking headache that I had. Woke up and I was like, this is what I do when I'm hungover. I'm going to get up. I'm going to take 16 ibuprofen. Don't really, guys. Because you'll be dead. Have a couple of headache tablets, eat something, and then eventually at some stage go back to sleep. Me, like a dickhead, get up early. The rest of her family get up and they're like, oh yeah, we're going to paint this bar today. And I was like, well, I'm not really doing much. You've no internet here, so I can't really do any fucking work or anything. So I'll give you a hand. Did I get my nap, guys? I did not. We painted from fucking about 8 in the morning to about 8 at night. Completed it though. Finished it. Oh, Jesus. I was hungover, and I painted a lot, and it was like white paint on off white paint on other white paint, which was, you're just blind by the end of the day. And I don't really know where this story's going, but what I can tell you is, when you're painting in the same room as your girlfriend's parents and you've your phone plugged into some speakers, there's a lot of dropping the brush and sort of, you know, going over to change the song. Not that, you know, you assume that they're old, they're going, they can't really hear the words that are playing in the song. But sometimes sometimes you can. I'll play the song where this is the decision. This is where I went from. I'm gonna take it off the playlist that it's on, and I'm gonna put on some jazz. Some fucking
hello.
Hello, you cunt. Here's a toothbrush for your fanny. Right, I'm gonna skip this out. Hold on. Listen to the first words. Listen to the first line of this shit.
Pam, Brian Salino. Close sessions. Queen shit. Chicago. Bitches kissing me the French way. Now suck my son's dick. He only four.
Suck my son's dick. That's where I get up and had to sort of bound across the room like a little fairy going, excuse me. Excuse me, guys. I'll put on some fucking jazzy type shit. By the way, listen to this, right? Listen to this. I love when you find like a sample from a tune that you like. Listen to this, right? This is Duke Ellington and John Coltrane that Phil McEwen sent me the other day. Isn't that amazing? Now, listen to this, and I know there's probably a load of fucking, you know, 18-year-olds going, oh, guess, do you not know who that is? Now listen to this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same loop, mate.
Rap Diablo, yeah, yeah.
Killing it.
It's the Rap Diablo, macho when I drop.
Sweet, and that's it. It's as easy as that, guys. You know, listen to some legendary fucking jazz lads and then just steal their samples and make some sweet beats. And that's it. Gift. Mm-hmm. So what was my fucking point? I seriously need, like, medication. I swear to God, my mind, I need, like, something that, I don't know, what makes you focus? Is there like brain exercises or something? I feel like I'm getting fucking dementia, and I'm like, at this age, which wouldn't surprise me with a fucking list of mad cunts in my family. We'll move on to some news. Did you see Madonna going with Drake, just tongue kissing him right in the fucking mouth? God damn it, Drake didn't look too happy. Let's get a picture of Madonna right now. Do you know what? It always used to be like, is Madonna amazing for like, just reinventing herself? And you're like, yeah. However, comes a certain point where you're like, you don't need, you know what I mean? We know that you're really good at like stuff, but do you know what I mean? It's like, you relax. You know, you could put on a concert and people are gonna fuck, it's gonna sell out. You don't need to be acting like a knobhead. You know what I mean? Doing the worm off a fucking set of steps. There she is there, look, face hauled off herself. Do you have a tooth gap? Do you not? You see, they've done that thing where they've done a facelift where they've yanked it to the side too much, which has then caused an actual crease under her eye, which probably wasn't there to start with. You know what I mean? Is that her tit hanging out? Oh, Madonna. Come on, mate. If that's not a fucking... there she is there with her hole out at the age of 100. It's weird because some photos probably that have been doctored or whatever, you're going, you know what, she's still pretty fucking... still holding it together rightly there. There's a picture of her with Lady Gaga, which may as well be fucking her. And then another photo, she looks like fucking Jigsaw, or whatever the fucking thing's called, from Saw. Is that what's called? Yeah, Jigsaw with a big old face. So it's hard to know. And I'm sure Drake, when he was younger, was like, mate, wouldn't it be sweet? Madonna, will you put your tits away? Tits out and everything? For fuck's sake. It's like, But he's like, yeah, imagine I got so famous one day. He's, you know, fucking famous musicians just want to tongue kiss me live on stage. And then, you know, years go by, you get famous, and then you're actually on stage with Madonna, and you're like, here's someone's granny. And what the grannies eat, guys, they drink tea and they eat tray bakes and they eat Werther's Originals, and then you leave that in your mouth, you know, for an afternoon once you've done a bit of gardening, and then you go out and tongue kiss Drake in the mouth, and he's all like, disgusting. I didn't like it. Didn't like it in my mouth. She put a dirty tongue in my mouth. I'm a singing, I'm a rapping. What is a Drake impression? This is a good song. I heard this. This is one of these, like, should I really be listening to this at the age of 28 and being a male, etc.? This song's called Truffle Butter by Nicki Minaj, right? If you don't know what truffle butter is, guys, it's when you fuck someone in the asshole and you jizz all up in there, and then the jizz kind of mixes with the shit and looks like truffle butter that you might put on a steak, for example.
Drake. Thinking out loud, I must have a quarter million on me right now. Got Madonna's tongue straight in my fucking mouth.
Oh my god. Oh. She probably could have yanked the flap out and wiped his face like a napkin. Oh, too much, Colin. another thing that I've noticed this week was, or I'll tell you what, here's things that have been bothering me, things that have got a fair bit of heat, right? Paul Walker, right? When did he die? I'm gonna look that up. Did he not die fucking about 2 years ago? I'm gonna look that up right now. Paul Walker, death. What's that? That's not his like death pick, is it? Just some dude with a hole in his face. That couldn't be. That couldn't be correct. Is it? Is it? Oh, what's that? Oh. These are... Oh, right, okay. Typical shite. There's like a photo beside a picture of Paul Walker, and it's a guy with kind of blonde hair, bit of stubble. Could maybe pass for Paul Walker, but only because the dude's face is obviously, it looks like he's been hit by a fucking, like, axe right in the middle of the face. There's then a later picture where the same dude has been stitched up and just looks like a fucking regular fella again. So, when did he die? For fuck's Google. Come on, mate. All the ones the death face. Oh, I clicked the wrong search. All right. Okay. Just type in death. November 2013. Right. Then this shitty movie comes out and everyone's like, oh, do you remember Paul Walker? And let's all go on like, you know, what do you call it? Like cruises in our car, and we'll all talk about how class he was. He was an actor, mate. Was he even a driver? You know, Schumacher's lying there collecting fucking dust, one of the best drivers ever. No one gives a flying fuck about that guy. You know, there's no fucking Wiz Khalifa songs about that cunt. Maybe Drake would do one. Schumacher. Get Madonna in there, pull you off while you're in a coma. If a pug was a human and could rap.
Got spunk in my plop. Looks like truffle butter. I'm Drake. I'm a boy duck.
So Paul Walker's been all over the place. I don't know why that bothers me. You know what I mean? All the drivers and all. Clearly he wasn't that good a fucking driver. Oh, Colin, too soon. I'm not sure if he was even driving. And, you know, there's another cunt died in the car too, like, but no one seems to give a fuck about that guy. Maybe people are angry at him because was he driving? And they're like, you took our pole. We could have had fast, like, we could have had fucking Fast and the Furious 37 by now. Oh, God. Alright. Another thing that was getting a lot of fucking hype. Did you see that ad with Rory McIlroy? It was actually a great ad, and it was like how I was inspired by, you know, what's his fucking name? Tiger Woods, and then it comes up. Me and Woodsy talked about it. Rory Woods, not Tiger Woods. And they had that bit at the end where he hits the shot, and we definitely thought that he goes, good shot, mate. Or no, what was the quote? It was like, good shot there, mate. In like a Northern Irish. Oh, you. Sorry, guys. My fucking sound. My wee shitty tripod that literally cost 89p in a fucking Home Bargains. I actually bought about 6 of them, and I'm down to the last one. So, you know, it's like they say, buy cheap, buy 6. So yeah, they made a fucking massive fuss about it. They made the other night god. I've been preparing for this, not since 2000 whatever, but since the day I was born, lifting weights and all, and then the next minute he has an absolute shocker. And I don't know anything about golf, at all. But from what I hear, he wasn't doing too well. And I hear, you know, I mainly heard it from, because it was with, obviously it was their girlfriend Maureen's, and they were like, let's go to this pub in the middle of Dungannon, which was just small and full of lunatics. And the toilets can only be described as a corridor. And on the left of the corridor is where you can piss. You know what I mean? No, like, you know, let's walk through a door into the toilets, or let's, it's just literally whistling wind down a corridor, and you just pull your dick out and piss against some tiles. And some fellow was like, do you watch the golf, do you? And I went, nope. And he goes, don't matter, I'll tell you about it anyway. He's having the fucking something under par, and the other boy's playing well, and the birdies and all. And I was like, great, put your dick away, mate, for sure, put your dick away, before you start getting into the ins and outs of golf, while I'm dodging the steam off my own piss here. Fuck me. What a strange pub. I don't know whether it's like growing up in sort of just outside Belfast city centre and being able, you know, that's where I've went out since I was, you know, hugely underage. And I don't know, it's just different. When you go down there, it's like, there's this, like, you know, this place was not full of young people. It was full of old cunts. But it was like, I don't know, how could I even describe it? I'm not sure. It was like, there's just a lot of empty banter where people aren't really saying anything, but they're shouting it. And it's like, it's just like, it's almost point. It's like, well, Jared, how's it going? What are you doing here, sir? After the last time you were here 2 weeks ago, no, just wouldn't be let out of the house. Hi, good man. What? What did you even say? Here you go. All right, how's it going? All right, Tommy, here. You going to the bar and get me a drink, are you? Ah, fucker, that man, you drink. Sorry, I don't want one anyway. I need about three, these days I need about 3 pisses to every pint, you know. What? Do you see that match out there? What match? Oh, fucking Jesus, sir, your man's an absolute spastic. I wouldn't let him near a fucking hurl. Oh, Jesus. Did the wife let you out on a Saturday, did she? Oh, you must have fucking... Just, how is your marriage, Roy? Oh, fuck. What? Here. Joe, what are you doing?
I ain't pretend you're not talking to your, you ain't avoiding your wife, is it? Because you've been married for 30 years and you hate the bastard. Is that why you're out here on the Saturday? Good man yourself, sure, fuck it. Who needs to feed the kids when there's pints of Smithwick's to be drunk? Ah, that's right and all. Listen, it was great to talk about my family life while we're both standing holding our dicks. 16 inches away. Good lad yourself. Are you allowed to smoke in here? Fuck it. Come on. All right, Colin. That's enough of that. I saw an interesting interview with Liam Neeson, and he was talking, obviously his wife tragically died in a skiing accident. But he was being interviewed and he was like, well, I had a chat with, I forget the name of his wife, I had a chat with her and, you know, we had a conversation that, and we said, like, if either of us were in a vegetative state, that we would pull the plug. And I just leaned over to her and just said, you're not coming back from this one, unfortunately. So we're gonna let you die now. And we yanked the plug out. And you're sitting there going, did Liam Neeson just kill his wife there? Dunno. Does Liam Neeson listen to this? I doubt it. But strange. It was just an eerie interview. Like, who? First of all, who's having that conversation? You know, girlfriend Maureen comes back. Here, what's happening? What do you want to do for dinner? I don't know. Listen, you know, what if either of us are in a fucking, you know, horrendous accident? We're practically brain dead. What do you want to do? Do you want the plug yanked or what? It's an odd fucking conversation to have. Where the hell's that? Tubular Bridge at the Galbans Path, Antrim. That's interesting. Drake almost pukes on stage.
Tastes like old coffee. But
let's move on to questions here, lads, because we've talked bollocks for 46 minutes. I may make myself a little, what's the word? Just, what is the fucking word? I might make myself a little intro. Man charged with Kyle Neal murder. So this is the dude that is killed, apparently. Hold on. Let me see if there's... 23-year-old father of one was found... Oh, no. Didn't know he was a father of one. Grim. Found dead in a bit of a car. That's fucking brutal. Police said he had been stabbed in a frenzied attack. Mr. Neal being at a party in Churchgate Studio Apartments in Mill Street, Cumber. Detective Chief Inspector John McVeigh. Said the body was put in a blue Ford Fiesta registration. Try selling that car on and taken to the Island Hill car park on the shore of Strangford Lock between Cumber and Newtownards before it was discovered in a car on Windsor Road. On Monday evening, police charged the man with the murder. He is expected to appear in court. All charges will be reviewed by the Public Prosecution Service. 25-year-old woman was also arrested, remains in police custody. Holy fuck. I mean, that's... It's do you know, people are mental, aren't they? What the fuck do they, I don't know, strange. I just don't know how you could stab someone. It's just fucking, I watch a program about Glasgow and all these people getting stabbed. And some of the fucking stories are like, you know, people getting stabbed, but like, you're like, shoot, you know, I bet you the person even doing the stabbing was like, I'm not sure if I meant that to happen. You're like, some guys run away from some other guy who had like a 2-inch fucking penknife.
And he like swung at him and it hit him in the neck and went in the side of his neck and just straightened his fucking spinal column. And he said it was just like his body just got shut off. And that was it. That was him paralyzed and the fucking neck down forever. Like, why are you stabbing people, you fucking trampy bitch? Anyway, let's rattle through these questions up on this piece. Dan Bunting, pay at the door, book tickets, big lad. He must mean for Lavery's. It's pay in the door, mate, to help fund the acts that are on and keep the cameraman and beer. What was I going to say to you? Lavery's is changing up a wee bit. We had a meeting with them and first of all, if you don't know about Lavery's Comedy Club, get involved, guys. But I had a meeting with management, and rather than just do one break in the middle of the show, which this actually benefits everybody because it's more fun, it's more enjoyable to be involved in. But we're gonna have an act. We're gonna do it like The Stand in like Glasgow or Edinburgh would do. We're gonna have an act at the start, some main support. We're gonna have a break, so that'll take about half an hour. Or so, we're going to have a break. We're going to have two open spots, which do about, 10 minutes each. And there's going to be a break, and there's going to be a headliner. So it gives you two opportunities to fucking go to the bar. Get a drink, get a smoke, all that shit. Makes it a bit more of an evening. And you can order food in there. There's going to be a limited sort of comedy club menu, which basically means shit you can eat with your hands, because you don't want knives and forks clacking about. You also don't want someone going, can I get the fucking 24 ounce sizzling sirloin, and they bring that out and it's like ksh! You don't want that. They're also selling pitchers of beer for £8, so get that up your cock. That's gonna be good crack. So just there you go. Who would win the fight between Bible Leonard Henderson and John Zoo, the Northern Irish rapper? Well, one's fictional and one's real. I would say the weight's probably about the same there. I'd kick the fuck out of him. No, I don't know. The thing about Bible Blender is, as a character, acts the big lad. No actual proof that he can fight whatsoever. We'll finish with a John Zoo song, actually, will we, at the end? I wonder, is that like a Chinesey thing? Irish eyes. I was born in Belfast. Can't, right. 250,000 hits. Not bad at all, mate. Not bad at all. It doesn't look unlike me, to be fair, in some of these things. I was born in Belfast. Where do you live now, mate? Right. We'll finish with that. I don't know. Who wants to fight anyone? No one, really. What do? You just join a thing where that you're allowed to fucking fight in a room somewhere. Grapple. Get it out of your system. John Zoo. If that was set up as a sketch, by the blender, probably just lap out of it before it would actually happen. Lee Rogers. Psychedelics, DMT, ayahuasca, local music, me, and Jaffa Cakes. What? Local music, me, in brackets. Am I going to have to fucking... Hold on a minute here. Oh, hang about here. Let's, hold on. We're having a fucking brain fart there. How can I miss the B in YouTube and you not know what it is? You Google piece of shit. Fucking idiot. Bear with me here. Bear fucking with me. I'm trying to find this guy's songs. Am I? Does he have songs? dead air get us here? What the fuck? Oh, this is where I definitely should have cut and moved on. Right, fuck me. Oh, stop. I can't work Twitter, right? Twitter on a computer is a different animal. Psychedelics. Yeah, I would definitely... I've never done any, to be fair. I had enough coffee the other day where I was seeing the devil, but... Psychedelics. It's just a thing. It's a thing I've never touched. I would do it in the right circumstances, totally. I would go and do the ayahuasca thing, definitely. I would smoke DMT if I knew it was 100% legit and it wasn't just some fucking shit. You don't want to take anything in Northern Ireland, do you? You know, you look at E's where it used to be about 20 quid for an E, and then it was like, do you want 100 of them for 3 quid? Do you know what I mean? You're like, this can't be decent. Yeah, I would do it all in the fucking... I would definitely do DMT because it's quick. You know, it wears off pretty swiftly. A lot of the other shit, like ayahuasca and fucking mushrooms and all, where you're like fucking 3 days later, wake up covered in shit, going, oh, I'm speaking to a plant there for 5 minutes. Jaffa cakes, however, on a serious note, delicious. Could you somehow bake some psychedelics into the Jaffa cakes? Everyone's a winner. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Fuck's sake, mate. What? Right, is there any fucking music on this motherfucker? Oh, mate, where's all your music at? I know this guy sings fucking songs. Can I get a fucking video anywhere? He obviously does a bit of MMA as well. Should I be dishing out his fucking name and shit? I don't know. Is there any videos you've... Right, man, for fuck's sake. I believe we were at the same little festival one time. Stand Hall Festival in Limavady. Voice like just gravel and honey. Local music's fucking decent from here. I was telling you the other week when I went to, we were on the way to do a gig and we bumped into the lads from And So I Watch You from Afar, in a coffee shop doing a photo shoot. There's lads like them. I went on their fucking Twitter. I mean, there's just a ridiculous amount of fucking followers. Here we go. I'll tell you how many followers they have. Okay, it might have been on something else. Facebook, maybe. They're fucking about 30,000 or something. It's probably way more. 12,000 Twitter followers. Jesus Christ. I don't even know how many I have, about 6 or something. You know, there's lads like that. I'm doing very well. There's... What other favourites do I have? LaFaro. Big fan. Some of their shit is as good as fucking any other shit you would hear. It's probably not in a bad shape. Like, you know, there's mixed bill sort of nights all over the place. You can go and see different bands. Trucker Diablo, fucking, you know, I know they're in a... They do different shit at the... I don't know how they put their... I think they just put music out now. I don't know if they're able to tour about. There's the likes of More Than Conquerors. Decent as fuck. Axis Of. There's fucking loads of bands that are lethal. You know what I mean? More Than Conquerors. Wait, listen to this shit. This is class. Don't you... Lads, what are you playing at with your... Oh, it's Small Town America. lads, I was about to give you stick for having fucking ads on your thing. I've got them. Everyone has them. But come on now. It's almost not worth it anymore. Because no one even goes on fucking YouTube.
Isn't there a riff on this, son of a bitch?
9,000 hits. Disgraceful. Upload straight to Facebook, lads. You get more. Killing it. Sweet video, too. Wonder who directed that. Doesn't say. Oh, Johnny Stitt.
Isn't that shit?
Killing it. Aye, right, that's enough of calling you just playing songs like a fucking knobhead. Let's rattle through these. Why does anyone listen to this? And I have the cheek to go, I'd love a sponsor for this. Who's going to listen to this and go, man, put our money on that shit? You know, I'm working with, I'm doing this gig tonight for tenants. It's like staff party or something. 140,000 plays on podcasts. That's all right, isn't it? It's a shame you can't get numbers from, iTunes. You probably can. Some genius will probably tell me how you do it. So there you go, guys. If you want roughly, 2,000 people to listen to your name read out on a podcast every week, not a lot at the minute. It'll grow. I'm sure it will. Give me a shout. Yeah, there was talk of me asking like the likes of these bigger things for sponsorship, but that's not what you want. You want a sponsor that's a company that like is fucking starting up somewhere. That's what you want. Somewhere that's actually going to benefit from a small bit of fucking promo. Rather than be like, hey, it's sponsored by fucking Coca-Cola. Have you ever heard of Coca-Cola? You probably have. Right, let's get through. What are you doing, Colin? You fucking idiot. Right. Dr. Crimson, who are ARR your main influences in comedy?
It used to be like Ricky Gervais, but then he just seems to be making silly faces in the fucking bath. I liked his work. I like Christopher Guest. I am a big fan of Louis. I think he's great. I love his stand-up. There are comedians that I think are funnier. You know, your Bill Burrs and your Patton Oswalts and your fucking Patrice O'Neill's and your Jim Jefferies and shit like that. However, I do appreciate Louis C.K.'s work ethic. I think if I could be in like anyone, it would be like that. A guy who does his own stand-up, writes it all, is prolific as fuck, can basically has his own TV show now, that he's done various things over the years that allows him to almost have complete control of it. So he'll direct it, he'll edit it, do all that shit himself, because he's learned how to do it over the years and has complete fucking control over everything. So he's a big influence. A lot of the people like Bill Burr and stuff is obviously very funny, but like, you know, just that I've heard him talk about his sort of work. He turn around and say like, if I'm visiting a city, I just don't want to fuck people. So it's like, I'll have new material ready for you. So that's what he does. He just stays busy, stays at it. And that's what keeps people coming back to see you, is when it's new all the fucking time. And it's hard. It's very hard to do in a place like Northern Ireland. But the likes of me and Mickey and Shane, Todd and stuff, Sean, Hegarty, like, try our best to fucking do as much new material as possible. You know? Anyway. Influences comedy is at the mall. The likes of Joe Rogan. Although he does a bit too much silly shit, like, but not the biggest fan of stand-up in the world, but just the fact that he can do stand-up, do his own podcast, have a load of fucking comedians on, and his whole life is just based on shit that he likes doing, which is exactly where everybody would like to be, I'm sure. Even though I almost had to psych myself up to do this podcast. It's paid off, though. No silence, no dead air whatsoever. Chris McCullough, who and I think is in Australia. I don't know him, but from what I gather. Am I too late for a question? I said no. Weirdest injury you've ever had? I tore my ACL in my knee in a dance-off with an 8-year-old. Beat that. I don't think I can beat that. To be honest, that's pretty bad. You see, I fucked my knee up, but they never really done anything about it. It's fucked to this day with just cartilage floating around in it like a fucking trifle, but it was playing rugby, so weirdest injuries. What have I had? I've had stitches all over the shop. I don't know, getting injuries in a weird way, haven't really fucking had anything overly weird. Suppose when I was in a car crash once, I had about fucking 27 stitches on the top of my head. But I wouldn't shut up about my broken toe. And they were like, can you just relax a wee minute to stitch your head up? And I was like, the fucking toe's purple. Bitch. Weirdest injury? I don't know. I was playing rugby once, I got like studded on the inside of my leg that went sort of from above the knee to right up to the side of the ball bag. Which was just fucking agony. I was at, what do you call it? What's it called in Portrush when I was a child? Water World or something? Not the film. Let me see. Water World. Portrush. Amazing. Oh, not Bundoran, you fucking dickhead. Portrush. Is it still open? What a depressing. Oh, it is. Is it? Oh, what a dump. So I was in there. Oh my god, look at it. Oh, that just sums up coastal towns. Having said that, that North Coast is like a beautiful mix of like just like lovely houses and beautiful beaches and then the most tacky, horrendous shit you've ever seen in your life. You know what I mean? So I was in Waterworld, and there was like these little bollard things like separating the deep end from the shallow end, and I was climbing through it, stood on a tile, slit the whole bottom of my foot open. Right on the arch where it bends when you walk. Unpleasant. Pissing blood all in the fucking pool. Anyway. Are we still on the Twitter questions? Phil Bailey. What program do you use to edit videos? Final Cut Pro, Premiere? How do you do your title sequences? I'd love to know. Right, let's get fucking boring on this shit. I use Final Cut Pro 10, which most people use Final Cut 7. But I just, since I got a Mac, I've been using Final Cut 10, so I just kind of stuck with it. It's just whatever you use. Who gives a fuck anyway? What'd you edit this on? Doesn't matter. Does it look okay? I hate that. Oh, you just used iMovie. Premiere, I'll be honest with you, I could never use. I always just looked at it and was completely lost. How do you do your title sequences? I'd love to know. Well, it depends what titles you're talking about. What I usually do is, because people fall into the trap of, they use the built-in sort of text and shit from like Final Cut or iMovie or whatever the fuck. And straight away you can almost point out like, oh well, there's, do you remember, like, you ever watch a YouTube video and it starts off with like a blue background and then like a shitty blue background and then like Comic Sans writing and that's your title?
that's, I hate seeing things like that, or like when little letters come up at the bottom and you're like, that's a built-in thing in Final Cut. I know that because I've used it myself. So I like to put them in separately if possible. So what I do is I would make the text basically in Photoshop, and I would save it as a PNG file or .png so that the background see-through and you just have the letters. And then I just bring that into Final Cut as just an object that would get laid over the fucking footage. So the likes of the Bessie McDee monthly review thing, that intro was done with a still photo of the Bessie McDee in the background, and then two separate bits of text that were saved from Photoshop that I just brought in, and you lay it over the picture, and then you just kind of, you can, any like effect that you can add to video, you can then add to like this object. So if it swipes in or whatever, you can like swipe in and then shake for a second, like it's an earthquake or whatever. You just add all that shit on. And that's the most boring shit I've ever said. Cheers for the question though, Phil Bailey. Send me all your videos. Did I lose that? My hair is up my dick, did I? Oh. Right. Let's do these questions from Facebook. We'll rattle through them. Stuart Anderson, Tesco Pazuki. Explain. What? For fuck's sake. Some people make me Google this shit. What? Tesco Pazuki? Right. Oh, right, okay. So it's a cookie that's big, but it's like a pizza. Okay. Well, that's all right. I mean, if you treated it like a pizza and you're like, guys, I got the pizzuki, and they get the pizza cutter out and they cut it into fucking six bits and everyone has a slice that's probably about 9,000 calories. And then everyone's like, yeah, delicious. That would be great. However, what would happen is I would go into Tesco's on a fucking Friday night, and they would, or like after a gig at fucking 10 to 2 in the morning, and it'd be like reduced at, you know, oh, it's out of date tomorrow, it's down to £2. And I'd buy it, guys, and I'd eat the whole fucking thing. And then sit there going, how can I work out like 4 or 5 times a week and still have tits down my fucking hips? Thanks for the question, Stuart Anderson there. Nathan Consiglia. Favourite species of Kit Kat? What is this? The fucking, they call him back up how fat he is? Favourite species of Kit Kat? Normal, peanut butter, orange. They're all nice. I would honestly have no problem. I would eat them all. If someone was like, here's a peanut butter one, I'd eat that. If someone was like, I had a mint one once, it was good. But at the same time, I don't really give a shit. If someone was like, here's a 12-pack of the two-fingered ones, you know, I'd eat them all. Aaron Willoughby, thoughts on Rage Against the Machine? They're good. Not a huge fan of them. Tom Morello, as friend of the show Michael Coyle would say, hasn't written a bad riff in his life. Some sweet riffs there. However, your man that sings can fucking take a break the odd time. Wouldn't bother me too much. So, yeah, I like them. I could take or leave the big tracks that everyone seems to fucking love. But they're, you know, the likes of Bulls on Parade and all that shit, I'm a big fan of that. Although I did have a DVD once that I bought, right? I went through a phase of just buying music DVDs of concerts and stuff. And I bought one that was like £3 in HMV, and it was like, it was Rage Against the Machine. They had some, oh, it was live at some Democrat fucking party or something. And you're like, gorilla gig, and you're like, it's not a gorilla gig, mate, when the setup looks like a festival, like it took fucking 2 days to put up,
and there's about 100,000 people there going crazy and people get shot with rubber bullets and all. You're like, that's not really guerrilla. Guerrilla would be you run in carrying a fucking amp that runs on batteries and you're just, yeah, lights out, guerrilla radio. Yeah. Anyway, in summary, yes, I quite like them. Why nobody has ever seen a baby pigeon, Gary Thompson. That's the same Gary Thompson who was talking to me on the internet because I had made a fucking... Actually, I'm not going to tell that story now because I've mentioned his fucking name and I'm not even sure if I can. Anyway. Oh, Colin, you'll have to tell us now. No, I won't. Lemdog, what is taters? Colin, right, I have to fucking Google it. Taters as in... Mate, why are you making me do this? Like tater tots? Mate, what was your last question? Do you like dragons? Mate, you're throwing me off with these obscure questions. What is tater? I don't know. Fried spuds? Having said that, those wee tater tot things are fucking outrageous. You know what I mean? You know the bit in, what do you call it? Napoleon Dynamite, when he's like, are you going to eat your tater tots? And he fucking sticks them in his pocket. And you're like, that's disgusting, until you taste them. And then you're like, mate, I'd carry them just... I would put a bra on, just carry that shit. Benny Noir. Place you would most like to gig in the world. Probably New York. You would just like to be a working comedian in New York, I would imagine. This video has been all over Facebook recently. This looks like the funniest thing ever. Is this one of these like, oh, you watch it, but then it's a guy getting his fucking dick cut off or something? Indiana Jones in real life. Okay, so there's like a carved out track in the side of a hill where they've made big mounds of stuff and all, and there's a person in a Zorb, is that what they're called? And everyone's sprinting away from this big thing. And basically what happens is the big ball rolls over you, much like that scene in Indiana Jones. Yeah, how do you, Jared Moran or Moran? Depends how you say it. How fun do you think the woman at 10 seconds found it? I was just thinking that. She got fucking wiped out. The rest of the guys kind of seen it coming. She didn't get a chance. Most people were lying down before the thing went over them, whereas she just got fucking clattered before it fucking... She got to look around. Right, let's rattle through these. Dara Peoples, Colin, what are your views on weed? Just curious on your take on this. I don't smoke a whole pile of it, mainly because it's not really for me, but it should definitely be legal. Mainly because you might be able to legally grow it and just get some better shit, probably. I probably would take. You see, the thing with me is, I stopped smoking cigarettes and most people smoke weed, you know, in a joint with fucking tobacco in it. So that would put me off smoking it that way. If it was getting good stuff and could smoke it a different way, I probably would. Or if you're in like fucking LA or something, you can get those wee vape pens and shit. But then, is that more dangerous than a joint? Because a joint you might just roll up, go outside, smoke it, you're done. Whereas those fucking pens, you'd just be like, all day. You wouldn't stop. It'd be off your tits. So, yeah. In fact, if you could get away with just smoking weed instead of going out and drinking 100 pints, I'd be loving it. Jordan Gregory, although I do like drinking hard and fast for a short period of time and then going to sleep. Jordan Gregory, thoughts on Crow Cup beating Gonzaga?
It was pretty impressive, to be honest. Because at the start, you're like, Jesus Christ, Crow Cop's been a bit... Or, sorry, Gonzaga's hasn't looked great recently. Crow Cop's old as shit. And then he got him to the... Basically, I don't know, it was a wee bit fucking boring. And then, up against the cage, Crow Cop just nailed him with his fucking elbow and he was all over the place. And then, sort of ended up finishing him off. But the elbows that he was hitting him with on the ground were fucking outrageous. He beat the shit clean out of him. And, it, you know, a couple of bits before that, Crow Cop had a bit of a fucking cut on his eye. And then he elbowed Gonzaga. And the wound looked like he hit him with a fucking machete. It was unbelievable. So it was pretty decent, like, but I mean, it's just one of those fights. Like, it was an impressive win over a guy. What was he? Hadn't won like his last three or some shit? I can't remember. You know, what are you going to do? Give Crow Cop like fucking Travis Brown or someone like Dos Santos? Or he beat the shit out of him. I don't know. We'll see. He might retire. Who knows? Barry Wright, you ever play a non-run-of-the-mill board game? Ever play any non-run-of-the-mill board games? Things like King of New York, Munchkin, Settlers of Catan? Let me tell you something, Barry. Definitely not. I've barely played regular fucking board games. And I'll tell you why. Because fuck it. Do you know what I mean? It's not 1943. Just not into it. Zero attention span. Is this Settlers of... Is this like... I'm going to see what that looks like. Many things have I googled today. It's getting fucking embarrassing. Settlers... Oh, stop it. Settlers of Catan. Oh, there's memes about it. Oh, what the fuck is that? Look at the fucking site. Mate. First of all, you need a fucking banquet table to get that shit laid out. Oh, look at this guy's a 3D one. Oh, you nerd. This guy, you've probably seen it, Barry Wright, but this guy has like a 3D version of it on a table that is built purely to play this game on. What a fucking nerd. No, I don't have time for that shit. Here's my problem, and it was the same problem with the computer games. If I couldn't play it in 30 seconds, I was done with it. You know what I mean? I'd be, like, any of those war games, I'd be the cunt just running in the corner. You know what I mean? Jump, run, and you're just in the corner of a fucking room somewhere. Unbelievable. Final question. Dylan O'Neill. Opinion on how much... Did you ask this the other week? Opinion on how much of an arsehole he has become since working with the likes of Queens of the Stone Age. Dylan O'Neill. Yeah, he's become a bit of a smarmy wee cunt, Alex Turner. However, I wouldn't blame it on Queens of the Stone Age. I think he's just a bit of a cunt. However, if you look at Josh from Queens of the Stone Age, you know, he's a bit fucking smarmy and cheesy and all. But he can afford to be, because he's in one of the best rock bands ever. Do you know what I mean? Has a fucking list of absolute bangers as long as his big long dick. Like, Queens of Stone Age are fucking unbelievable. You know, he's also like a giant fucking like ginger Viking who's, you know, cool as fuck, whereas Alex Turner is just a wee fucking scrawny English cunt. You know what I mean? So here's what I would do, Dylan. I would pretty much just stop listening to Arctic Monkeys. I've just clicked on your page there. You obviously have them as your banner there at the top of the page. You're obviously a big fan. However, let's not blame it on Queens of the Stone Age. So, what can I say? Let's listen to some John Zoo on the way out. I'll speak to you next week. Might try and squeeze another podcast in, like I always say, if I run into someone. Might do one with Shane Todd. I haven't actually done a podcast with him. Probably could have done it yesterday when we were sitting in Starbucks like two fucking fannies. Right. Lavery's is tomorrow night, guys. I'm filming the set. I'm headlining. It'd be great if you could come along. If you got a shooting card, it's £4 in. The pitcher's a beer, £8. There's a woman across the street in a full pink suit. Fair play to you. And also, if you're in the Enniskillen/Fermanagh area, get yourself a ticket for the 22nd of May in the Ardoan Theatre. I'll bring a couple of boys with me to do a bit of stand-up. It'll be great crack. It was great crack last time. But if you could make that, that would be fucking sweet. And watch this space for all the teasers and shit and shows that might be going out very shortly. Congettus.com if you want a t-shirt. You know the fucking the deal. And I'll speak to you next week then. I'm just not good at goodbyes, guys. Yeah, it's sued for this. Listen to the whispers. Belfast as fuck. Tigers Bay. Boys throwing bricks. Intro is long. I was born in Belfast in the late 80s. My dad got out of jail, married my mom, made babies. We were frugal, eating Ulster fries and baked titties, steak and kidney pies and glazed gravy. I was a praised baby, but saying that, haven't been praised lately. You know why? Cause I was born in Belfast. Hear the shotgun shell blast, and your soul's going to hell fast. You tried to jump, but you fell fast. I was born in Belfast. I was born in Belfast. Hear the shotgun shell blast, and your soul's going to hell fast. You tried to jump, but you fell fast. I was born in Belfast. I was born in Belfast. Hear the shotgun shell blast, and your soul's going to hell fast. You tried to jump, but you fell fast. Fuck surveillance, the hell with a mask. Fuck commercial, I don't sell to the mask. The Alpha, the Omega, I'm the first and the last. Had the first in the past, but now I've got flows. I used to curse in the tracks, but I forgot those. And that's my version of events that is told and so. It begins, I commence with the golden flows. Late nights, I'm up rolling cones, trying to create the classics like the Rolling Stones. I'm getting tapped like stolen phones, feeling brittle though my bones have grown. Feeling little, oh, like I'm home alone, blipped up in the zone. Bliss, bliff after spliff and reminisce when they ripped up the shows. I'm the best, I'm like Robin Hood when fucking this bones. There you go. I'm gonna just cut that off before I get approached by his management. Going, could you take that down, please? Did you notice the wee fucking tongue roll there, Big Pun style? That's what he's like, Big Pun, if he was from fucking Tigers Bay. Anyway, right, I'm off here. Speak to you later. Congas, I'll call him. All the best. Nice. See you later.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.